At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A lot of reaction to one of the Vin Scully interviews we did, three or four over the last 10 years. That was from 2014. And he was playful. There was just a lot of fun in there. And I wanted you to hear the person, Vin Scully. So thank you for the reaction. We will get to phone calls. I know there are a lot of people that want to reminisce, and we'll certainly get to that. Al Michaels will join us coming up top of next hour to talk about the passing of Vin Scully. We talked about the Dolphins situation. It certainly feels like they're guilty of a lot here. I don't know if they really felt the pain. They lost a draft pick, first-round draft pick coming up, lost another draft pick. The owner is not allowed to be around the team for a couple of months, and they're fined $1.5 million. Lewis Riddick joins us on behalf of the Mothership, ESPN front office insider. Lewis, when you look at tampering and you look at tanking, you're trying to better your team, but which one is more egregious to you?
Well, I think tanking, for sure, because of the far-reaching implications that intentionally trying to lose games, Dan, I mean, that has. And that is, I mean, just look at the kind of penalty that they hit Calvin Ridley with when compromising the integrity of the game obviously comes into question when you're talking about betting on football games and how that can have far-reaching, you know, ramifications. When you're talking about not emphasizing winning games or trying to lose for whatever reason it is, in this case, to try and better your draft position. I mean, understand that's obviously compromising the integrity of the game because the game is not being played true to the way it needs to be played, which is to win. Now, so I would think that that is much worse than tampering, which is something that we know happens, okay? We all know that people talk to people who are under contract and strike deals long before it's permissible for you to strike deals. You know, the good old secret meetings, whereas you wind up making some transactions that aren't official until they become official, until they're allowed to become official.
But this feels like selective punishment for tampering. If it goes on all the time, everybody knows there's a speed limit. That doesn't mean we adhere to the speed limit, but then you get pulled over and there are other cars that are going just as fast.
Well, I think sometimes that is what the NFL gets criticized for as far as how they hand out punishment, that sometimes it does feel selective and subjective and not fair and, you know, on the level across the board. Now, I will say that the commissioner wrote in his, you know, in his statement there that this was egregious tampering of a level that he has never seen before in terms of tampering with a quarterback and a head coach who are both under contract and untouchable and doing it for the period of time that they did it.
Yeah.
In the brazen way in which they did it. And that is, I mean, look, I mean, when you start using those kind of words, just like when they use those kind of words, you know, when Judge Robinson used that kind of word to describe the Deshaun Watson case, when she's talking about egregious and predatory, there's certain words, and I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not telling you something you don't know. When those kind of things are said, that makes you perk up a little bit and go, well, even for these guys who kind of know how it kind of goes,
yeah.
As far as, you know, the commissioner knows what we're talking about here, as far as Tam, he knows what's going on. But when he uses that word, like, God, I mean, like, he's almost saying, like, I can't, I mean, what am I supposed to do? When I look at this, I'm like, damn.
But do you think that Sean Payton would have quit the Saints?
Yeah.
Like, he knew that he was getting the Dolphins job.
Right.
Do you think that he quit the Saints knowing he was going to get the Dolphins job, and then it didn't happen, and then he ended up going into broadcasting?
I don't know. I really don't.
But if you look at the breadcrumbs here, Brady, you know, retires from the Buccaneers, and then all of a sudden, Dolphins rumors, meeting on the yacht. Brian Flores says, I don't want to be involved. Sean Payton's available. Like, there's a whole lot going on here.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, as far as how, you know, when Sean made the decisions that he made as far as quitting the Saints and then moving on into broadcasting or how that came about. What I do know, though, is one of the names that you just brought up there in that whole scenario, that being Brian Flores, just think about, for me, think about how this man has been being undermined right from the outset while he's the head coach of, you know, going back to the 2019 season. I mean, where he is sitting there knowing that there are people who are emphasizing draft position over winning football games. And then knowing that, obviously, you know, there's people who are actively trying to replace him while he's being hired to do his job. And then the implications that that has for minority coaches. And all. I mean, this is so – there's so many different layers to it and what it means and how it affects others. When you, and then, you know, and it all falls under that compromising the integrity of the game umbrella, all of it.
Yeah.
So I think when you factor in all of that, the effect that it had on Brian Flores, the effect, you know, that – you know, the perception that it obviously creates amongst the fans. I mean, the commissioner had no other choice. He had no other choice. Just from the tampering aspect, he had no other choice.
But who jokes about tanking? Who?
Nobody.
Like, owners, well, not, owners right. I mean, would I, not joke and go, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's a little, there's a little truth in every bit of kidding.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right. That is the kind of thing that I would assume you have a reasonable amount of awareness to the fact that you can't joke and kid about that kind of thing.
No.
You can't say it and then just go, oh, I'm just messing around. Oh, don't take me. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think everyone who has any kind of common sense and has a little bit of awareness knows that you're right. With every joke, there is a little bit of truth to it. And in this case, it's something that it just can't be tolerated. Not if you want to be taken as credible in terms of holding everyone accountable. And see, look, that's a whole other subject, right? I mean, we're talking about the whole accountability issue when it comes to the NFL, making sure that they're holding everyone to the very highest standard. And people have a big problem. I think that's more or less at the crux of everyone right now's anger and disappointment is the level of accountability being fair and equitable across all parties, players, management, coaches, owners. And quite honestly, look, the NFL has said themselves, we need to hold management and ownership to higher standards than to which we even hold the players. And many people are feeling as though that's not the case.
Well, you look at Deshaun Watson. Look, do I think he got off, easier? He should have sat down for a season, in my opinion.
Sure.
But it's based on precedent here.
Right.
The thing with owners is we don't necessarily have that much precedent here that I can go Daniel Snyder, Stephen Ross, or Jerry Jones, or Robert Kraft. They're not held to a higher standard.
Right.
Because if I'm – I don't know if the commissioner is this angry at Deshaun Watson's ruling as he was with what Stephen Ross and the Dolphins are guilty of here. Like, if I look at his language there, he is – PO'd. Because right. you're no looking question. At the integrity of the game, the bottom line is gambling. You got to trust the shield. Like, this right. to me right. is more egregious. Yes, Deshaun Watson, predatory, creep, right. and should sit down and get therapy and those kind of things.
Yeah.
But these are owners here.
Yeah, this is, you know, the interesting, well, I guess you should say, well, the weird dynamic here, though, is he works for them.
Yes.
And so, you know, so therefore he's like saying, look, I know I work for you, but I need to set up some rules and guidelines by which if you step over the line here, I can then come at you and hit you with. And I need to make sure that it is swift and it is severe and everyone understands that these are the rules that are non-negotiable and you cannot do these things. And if I find that you've done these things, this is the amount of money you're going to get hit with. This is the amount of suspension you're going to get hit with. And see, that's kind of like what Judge Robinson said. Like, there is no system in place where the NFL basically has that all set so everyone understands what the rules are. It's kind of like made up as you go.
Yeah.
It's very reactionary instead of forward thinking, which is exactly what she said. This is a league that may be forward facing, but it's not very much so forward thinking. And that's what gets people, that's what gets them into trouble.
We shouldn't put this on her.
That's right.
It shouldn't be on her to change the NFL's ways of doing things and right. how they punish somebody. It should be yep. on the NFL. Does the commissioner appeal this? Does the NFL appeal this and go after for more with Deshaun? They got less than 24 right. hours here.
As much as they don't, may not want to, because they would like to have this new system take hold, the fact of the matter is, just as far as having a third party decide these kind of punishments, I don't think they have any other choice. The reaction has been just too, it's been too emotional. It's been too explosive. And I think they know in their heart of hearts and in their soul that, look, this is just, it's just not enough given what she said that the NFL did prove in terms of presenting the evidence to her. She agreed with them as far as what they presented to her, but she's just saying, but I'm not going to do something that you wouldn't even do or what you haven't done in the past in terms of handing down punishment. I'm just going to follow the guidelines that you have done in the past. So it's your fault that I'm not going to hit him even harder, although I agree with you, which has got to be like, wow. It should make you, meaning the NFL, sit back and think, well, maybe we need to reevaluate here the personal conduct policy and how punishment is handed out. And we need to make it a little bit more concrete, a little bit more, you know, so the players and the owners know exactly what they're dealing with if they step over the line, what exactly is coming. Because right now, what she basically told them is, you don't really have a system in place.
Great to talk to you as always, Lewis. Thank you for your insights.
Absolutely.
Thanks. That's Lewis Riddick, former NFL player, ESPN front office insider. Got some intensity there. I like it. Yes,
he's always a good guest.
Yeah, he is. Well thought. Mm-hmm. Thought out. And I hope he gets a front office job. I think he was up for the Steelers job there. And then I can criticize some of the things that he does in the front office there once he gets that job. That's how it works. All right, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, your phone calls. You guys have been waiting. A lot of people want to reminisce about the passing of Vin Scully, and I'll give you that opportunity. Al Michaels, top of the hour. Dan Lebatard will join us in the final hour as well. And Lebatard has an idea for our two shows. I'm going to let him bring it up to you. And then I'm going to get your reaction if you guys want to do this. This would be something in conjunction with Dan Lebatard's show.
No, not like a trade or something. Not like he's not proposing a trade of personnel or anything like that.
He would like to trade his entire staff, I think. To get you guys.
Didn't the USFL do that a bunch of years ago? Like the Arizona team and the Chicago team, they switched rosters?
Oh, I don't know.
Wow.
But, yeah, I think he's really disappointed with Stu Gotts.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he'd like to kick him to the curb. And I don't know. I mean, I'd give him Marv right now.
Wow. Marv is hot.
He is.
His stock is high. He's like Ohtani right now.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, a little bit. Marv's having a good year.
Yeah. Tim Ohtani.
Tim Ohtani.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani's brother, Tim. Yes, Marv.
Tim Ohtani.
Yes, Marv.
No, Tim Ohtani. I was thinking more Juan Soto.
No, you're not. That's Did you not have anything to say and I called on you?
the Tim Otani thing really threw me off. I had a thought that the Tim Otani was so good.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Final hour on this Wednesday. It's been a lot of fun reminiscing about Vin Scully. We brought back an interview that we conducted with Vin in 2014. He had just joined Twitter. Didn't know exactly what Twitter was, but Vin joining Twitter in 2014. Your phone calls have been great. If you missed Bryan Cranston's email that he sent to me earlier this morning, the great actor, I don't think he was ready to come on the show and talk about what Vin Scully meant to him growing up in Los Angeles. We will put his email with his permission on our newsletter later today. It was very, very touching. Your phone calls are always welcome. I thought about this. You are super spoiled if you're in Los Angeles. And I mean that in a good way. Vin Scully, 67 years with the Dodgers. Chick Hearn, 41 years with the Lakers. Bob Miller, 44 years with the Kings. Dick Enberg did the Rams and the Angels in UCLA basketball. Tom Kelly did USC for 42 years. Spoiled, but in a good way. We bring in one of the great broadcasters of all time, Hall of Famer, Amazon Thursday Night Football play-by-play voice, Al Michaels, joining us on the program. Al, thanks for joining us. When I say the name Vin Scully, what comes to mind?
One of a kind. Nobody like him. Can't imagine there will be anybody like him in the future. It's a different template now. Vinny, in those 67 years, did most of the games by himself. He had a partner, Jerry Doggett, for a number of years, but Vinny would do seven innings by himself, and then Jerry would do two. And then in the latter years, Vinny would do six innings on television, maybe three on radio, or nine innings on TV. When you think about it, how many people have a job, any job, or work for 67 consecutive years, or have the same job for 67 consecutive years, and bring it every day? Not only did I move to Los Angeles when the Dodgers moved here, but I was in Brooklyn, and we lived within walking distance of Ebbets Field. And the first thing in my life I can ever remember is walking into Ebbets Field with my father when I was six or seven, and Vinny was maybe in his first or second year with the Dodgers, and just falling in love with the atmosphere, with baseball. My father said, that's where the guys who are announcing the game are in that broadcast booth up there. I looked up there, and that was the first thing I ever remember. And that made me want to get into broadcasting. So there's no question Vinny was my very early idol. I tried to emulate him. When I got the Hawaii Islander job, my first professional job doing minor league baseball in 68, I'm flying over there. And the only thing I'm thinking on the plane, Dan, is just sound like Vinny. I'm very nervous. I'm starting my career. And I did sound like Vinny. I sounded like a Vinny clone for so many years. And then, of course, I was able to bring my own style to it. But there was always a lot of Vinny in me. And I knew him. And I can only tell you, Dan, that if there was a contest for best baseball announcer of all time, and it was a horse race, Vinny was Secretariat, winning the Belmont by 31 lengths.
You remember the first time you met him?
I do. I actually met him. He was on vacation in Hawaii when I was doing the Islanders. It was the off season. I was living there full time, and I was doing the local sports on television. And I knew he was at that time, the Kahala Hilton. And I just called the room, and I was very nervous. And I said, hi, Mr. Scully, I'm Al Michaels, and I'm on television here. Would you mind if I came down with a camera and, talk to you for a couple of minutes? Oh, sure, is how Vinny put it. And I went down there, and I was so nervous. And he was great, and he remembered it not that many years later when I'm doing the Cincinnati Reds. And my first year with the Reds, I've got the big red machine. I've got Rose and Bench and Perez, and Morgan would come the next year. And our first trip to L.A., Vinny asked me to go on the pregame show, Dodger Warm-Up. And that was one of the great thrills of my life. I had listened to that show from the time I was a child. And Vinny's interviewing me on the radio. It was something I'll never forget.
You talked about that style. That if you came up with that style now, that I can't imagine a TV or radio executive is going to go, well, yeah, come on in. You're gonna do the game by yourself. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
Yeah, and you might have to yell a little bit more to win the audition.
Yeah, got
to
have a catchphrase or two, and
or be dude perfect and come on to Amazon and do the awesome telecast. I mean, God bless everybody and all the
times are changing
going
now.
On right now.
Times are changing.
You think so, Dan?
Yep,
you
just,
think so?
Just a little bit. Times are changing.
Yeah, but you know, but Vinny was forever, and even at the end of his career, and you know, he ended it in 2016. Great honor for me. They were honoring Vinny on opening day, and they asked me to come and emcee it and bring out all the Dodgers and all the people who were close to him. He was at the end of his career. And as I said, he brought it every day because through the years, they had a lot of great teams and some bad teams. But I would be driving home from wherever, you know, 7, 8 years ago, get to the driveway, open up the garage door. And then if Vinny was telling a story, I would just stop, let the car idle. And I had to hear the rest of the story. Yeah. He was that good for 67 years. It's just impossible. Nobody could ever duplicate that. Nobody.
But also, he did other sports. You know,
he did
football. He did golf.
He did
game of the week with baseball. But to be able to tell those stories, and radio is different than TV, as you well know. TV, your role is to complement what we get to see. Radio, I got to create everything. So to be able to do that, the same broadcast that's going to be on TV and on radio is kind of that's a doubleheader that's tricky to pull off.
Very. You know, you mentioned Chick Hearn. Chick did that, but Chick did a simulcast. So Chick did radio and TV both and had to do basically a radio broadcast. Because if you were doing a television broadcast on radio, the radio listener was going to miss a lot.
Yeah.
So it was probably overly wordy, but basketball lent itself to being overly wordy. I mean, the game is a fast-paced game as opposed to what baseball is. But Vinny made the transition perfectly. He knew how to, you know, work both mediums. He was so descriptive, obviously, on radio, and radio lets you use every, you know, verb in the dictionary. Television, you're doing a lot of captions and speaking in ellipses. You're filling, I mean, the verb is visual. You can see it's a line drive, it's a pop fly, whatever it is. Vinny knew how to do it perfectly. He was phenomenal at that. And as I say, I can't think of anybody like him. Could it happen again? Among other things, you know, now teams have 8, 9, 10 announcers. Guys have, you know, 38 days off and all of that. For so many years, Vinny did 162 games in every spring training game, and they got to the playoffs and World Series a lot. So Vinny did everything all the time, and how his voice even held up was amazing. And you mentioned he did other sports. I'll never forget, he told me once, he said he was always hesitant to do that. He said, because if you're on too much, people won't miss you. But if you just do the right amount, they can't wait for you to get back. I understood that. And you know, during the years when some of us in the business would be doing so many things, it's like at a certain point, you know, people are going to go, him again, you know. So Vinny was always very, very cognizant of that.
I think I need to take a couple of months off then, Al, because I've been doing it every single day for a long, long time. Thursday night football with Kirk Herbstreit.
Right.
What is the one thing that you want answered this upcoming season? What would be the question you would have going into the season?
Well, we just had a 3-day seminar, and they really brought together a pretty amazing group of people. And Kirk and I, you know, we haven't worked together, but we're going to do a practice game here in Los Angeles before we do a regular preseason game in Houston at the end of August, and then the Chargers of Kansas City. It's going to work. I mean, Kirk is usually prepared. Fred Godelli is our producer, who I've worked with for 21 years. Pierre Moussa has a lot of experience, the director. We bring in Kaylee Hartung, who's done sports in the past, and she's going to do the sideline. Our support people are really, really good. And I think that, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel. The game is the game. The game is the most important thing. And the other day, you know, when I had to get up and talk a little bit at the seminar, I said, hey, look, the game is the star. And we're all here, and we've got it's a pretty eclectic and very interesting pregame cast we have, with Aqib Talib and Richard Sherman and Andrew Whitworth, Tony Gonzalez, Carissa Thompson. They were up there the other day, and then they put on a little bit of a show that was fantastic, I got to tell you. So I'm going to be very interested to see how that works out. You got the alternate fees with Dude Perfect, and God knows what else we're going to have coming along. But, you know, Dan, when it comes down to it, the huge majority of the audience, the vast majority, they want to watch the game.
Yeah.
So am I going to be different? Doubtful. Can I be better? You know, you can tweak it. Fred Godelli and I, every year, we do a press tour, and the press would always say, what are you going to do that's different? And I would say, no, the question is, what are you going to do that's better? How do you enhance it? How do you make it better? It's as simple as that. But you don't do that by changing the whole template. You can't at this point.
Well, the game is what changes. You don't change. The game changes because it's, you know, it's a different game every single week. Can you embrace gambling more on the broadcast now than maybe in previous years on NBC?
Yes, but you know, you don't want to overdo that either, because as much as, you know, I've been the rascal through the years and thrown in, you know, little asides as to the over-under and all of the rest. And I've loved doing that. So, I mean, I was coming in the back door, the side door. I can come in the front door right now.
Yeah, you can.
But yeah, welcome. Yeah. But if you start doing that, look, a lot of people bet on the game, do certain things, maybe bet whether it's run pass, whatever. But I still think the vast majority of the audience is not into that. You can have some fun with it. You can talk about it in terms of what sort of an upset this is or how unusual something is. But to make that a big part of the game, no, I'm not going to go there.
When's the first time you refer to Kirk as Chris?
And how about the first time that he refers to me as Chris? We got dueling Chris's here. Don't forget.
Chris Fowler, yeah.
Yeah, we each work with a Chris. Mine doesn't have an H. Mine is C-R-I-S. His is C-H-R-I-S. When's the first time? That's a good question. But I will tell you this. I did 20 years of Monday Night Football. I did 16 years of Sunday. And I got to tell you, the first few years on Sunday, I cannot believe I didn't say Monday Night Football. I can't believe it. It was always there in my brain. And even in conversations with people through the years, I would refer to my show as Sunday Night Football. It never happened on the air for some crazy reason. I would say the over-under is, it may happen now. I mean, I'm at a different point in life and everything. I give it six games.
Six games. great to talk to you. I hope the golf game is good, Al.
It stinks. So what can I tell you, Dan? You got a swing thought for me? Give me a swing thought. I've got like 900 in my iPhone.
How about when you swing?
Yeah.
When you take it back?
Yes.
Johnny Miller.
Oh, for crying out loud. So, you can do anybody with two syllables,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Would that work too?
Yeah. Yes.
Daniel.
Tempo.
Patrick.
Tempo.
Tempo. You know what? That's
Johnny
philosophical.
Miller.
No. That's philosophical. I need, you know, like the right elbow at a 28.
No, you don't need that.
I understand.
No.
No, Dan, there's tempo. Only one thing that's going to make my golf game better, a lobotomy. Because your brain gets in the way. You know that. You know what screws up.
How about
golf
this?
Game.
How about this?
Thinking.
Chris Fuamatu Maalafala. That would be Barclays. That would be Barclays.
That's right. He's gotten so much better.
I know.
I mean, look at him.
I know. I know.
You know, I can't go back to Tahoe. Last year, I finished behind him. Seriously.
Oh.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I wasn't last, but you know, I mean, even this year, he had 8, 9, 10 guys behind him.
Yeah.
At Tahoe.
Who's the worst golfer? Who's the worst celebrity golfer out there?
The worst celebrity. Well, you may be looking at him. I don't know that the celebrity necessarily falls into that, but you know, we've got a lot of actors. We have some good golfers. The tennis players are fantastic, of course.
And the hockey guys.
The hockey guys are terrific.
Yeah, we want to know who's the bad golf. Like Throw out one.
Who's bad?
Yeah, who's bad?
Who
finished behind you?
Oh, in Tahoe?
Yeah.
Well, CC Sabathia did, but he withdrew the last day.
Okay.
There were a couple of other reprobates. Thank God for CC. But I was, you know, I'll tell you what, the most nerve wracking thing in that tournament is when you're behind Barkley and you can't catch up. Oh, God. Humiliation times 10.
Good to talk to you as always. And we'll check in with you here during the season.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
You bet.
That's Al Michaels, Hall of Fame broadcaster, Amazon Thursday Night Play-by-Play with Kirk Herbstreit, formerly of Sunday Night Football. All right, we'll take a break. Got phone calls coming up. It's been a fun show. I said this from the outset. I wanted to celebrate. I celebrate 94 years of Vin Scully. Celebrate 88 years of Bill Russell. We're lucky. You know, when somebody tragically dies in their 30s or 20s, I mean, that's when it's sad. And they live full lives. And you sign me up for that? Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dan Le Batard, host of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotz, co-founder of Meadowlark Media, joining us on the program. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Is it, Dan, you only call me when this unending river of diarrhea that is the Miami Dolphins does something nationally to embarrass our region and stain everything that used to be Dolphins football? Is it really? You call to laugh at me.
No, with you.
No, I am trying to ascertain with the strongest parts of my soul whether or not you have any use for this relationship, except when an offensive line coach does cocaine or an offensive lineman bullies somebody else. Like the only times you call me, I saw you yesterday. I was insane with jealousy. You're talking to Pat McAfee about the origins of his career. But me, no. It's only when the Dolphins do something stupid. It's infuriating. It's hurtful. I was excited. Like, we played yesterday. We had a 65-yard pass in training camp that represented the best thing that's happened here in 20 years. And we got so excited that we were playing T-Pain's terrible Dolphin song yesterday. Listen to this.
Wow.
There's music in my heart, and then Steve Law comes and poops on it, and then I'm like, and then I'm avoiding when I see your call come up on the, I'm like, really? They're calling me again? It's the only time they're interested in me.
Oh, that song can really inspire you to maybe tamper or tank. Which one do you want to talk about, Dan, with your Dolphins?
The incompetence is laughably amusing at this point. Is it not that you would... This is the greatest winner we've known, and they lose the draft picks that it would have cost to actually get him. So they only fail to get him, and in so doing, the media gets everything wrong on the front end of this, Dan. If you remember how some of this broke, Adam Schefter and Darlington were out there for a weekend with the report that Brady was retiring when he publicly sent out the statement that wasn't meant as a retirement. It was meant as goodbye to Tampa, and Boston gets mad because they're like, why weren't we mentioned? Well, you weren't mentioned because it wasn't meant as a retirement. Like, he was coming to be the quarterback for the Dolphins, or to try to be, through the executive route, you know, trying to do LeBron stuff because he's figured out with the player empowerment that he's worth $375 million as a side job that nobody knows he's any good at because he can do anything he wants. And this was such a gangster move that was almost executed, and the Dolphins just screwed all of it up. And it didn't happen only because of the unprecedented lawsuit that involves racism that cost them their coach.
Okay, but can you at least respect the Dolphins that they're trying to win? So they tampered. They tried to get Sean Payton, tried to get Brady. They tried to tank so they could get Joe Burrow. So they're at least trying.
I love that take, and we mocked Chris Cody for that take yesterday because how irresponsible it is. You're out here actively advocating for do everything you can to win, including cheating. Just do it well and don't get caught.
Yes.
I can't believe that that's where your career is now taking you, Patrick, where you're, do the immoral thing to win. Why wouldn't you? But I'm in total agreement with you. The only part of this that's objectionable is that he failed.
Yes.
Not that they failed to successfully cheat well as opposed to cheating poorly.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Would you rather have Joe Burrow or Tom Brady?
Come on. I'd rather have Joe Burrow because, you're right. I'd rather have Brady because he's going to last longer than Burrow. He's going to play into
Now, that's a hot take right there.
It's not a hot take. It's just the most obvious thing. Brady is still going to bring a winning Super Bowl, actively dragging a dialysis machine next to him with the nurses from hospice running after him.
How confident are you in Tua this year?
I believe in the Dolphins this year for the first time in 25 years.
No, Tua.
Well, but they're masking it. You say no, Tua, but Garoppolo got within a throw of being a champion, and they were disguising it. Like Tua, they've put all the pieces around him so that all he's got to do is be accurate and not have a historically bad offensive line. Everything, like this has been pushed to the front, to the middle of the table. Everything, all or nothing, has been fast forwarded on the young quarterbacks because everyone's realized that you have to have value at that position in order to game the system. And for the moment, they have value at that position. He's cheap. Can you put all the things around him? They've got an offensive line. When I tell you historically bad, Dan, I think it's impossible, impossible to evaluate what Tua is, given that he had less time, according to Pro Football Focus, than any quarterback has ever had. More pass rushing, more pass blocking failures than we've ever seen since they've been tracking it. I love that they're entering this season with a fantasy player that is being described as a chaos player, because everyone listening to this has an opinion, but nobody listening to this has any earthly idea what's going to happen with this quarterback.
He's Dan Lebatard, host of the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz. You and Stu Gatz okay? I mean, felt like there was a little friction. You had reached out to me wanting to know if maybe my show versus your show, Family Feud. And then it felt like you were having a family feud within your family with you and Stu Gatz.
Yes, we're okay. I've been married to somebody for nearly 20 years who's despicable, and I understand what's in my bed.
Wow.
What? What do you mean, wow? It's the whole formula. What do you mean? We were Mike and Mike, odd couple. Like, what do you mean, wow? Like, wait a minute. What do you mean, wow? You were at my wedding, and Stu Gatz tried to run off with you.
He did. Like, he did.
What do you mean, wow? That's, people think that's fake. That's not fake. That's real.
He did take me home. He dropped me off, I should say.
Hubba hubba.
He dropped me off. Okay, you love your wife or Stu Gatz more?
What are you talking about?
Who's more important for your career, your wife or Stu Gatz?
I love my wife a million times more than Stu Gatz. I barely love Stu Gatz, but I do love him.
Who's more important for your career?
Who is more important for my career? My wife is the reason that I'm doing all of the things I'm presently doing that I could not do with Stu Gatz.
Okay.
Like the reasons I've made some of the choices that I've made to protect us.
All right. So you want to do this family feud one day where it's my show versus your show?
I'd like to do it on Family Feud if they ever did a celebrity Family Feud, or I'd like for you, because you've got game show connections, yeah, right? Everybody listening to this knows the story of how it is that you turned down The Price is Right. Does everyone know the story?
Yes, I believe so.
For those listening right now, just quickly, you didn't know that you had accepted the job to replace, you were going to be Drew Carey, or you were being asked without knowing the salary, will you take this job? It's being offered to you. And your response was, but I need to know the salary, correct?
I was told that the job was mine. And then they were going to set up a Price is Right set in San Antonio. I was covering the NBA finals. They said, we just want to look, see how you look on camera. But Bob Barker had signed off on this, and then I said, well, what do I get paid? And they said, if you accept the job, we'll tell you how much you get paid. And I said, I can't do this. I can't do this.
And what did the job pay?
$10
million. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And Not total, a year, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden it's like, and Drew Carey is the host of Price is Right, and he's making $10 million a year. My wife goes, did you know that? And I go, no, I didn't. I did not know that. I could never have left these guys, though. I could never have left these people. I made the right decision.
No, you did not.
Maybe not, but it's okay. It's okay. I mean, it could be worse. I could be there with Stu Gatz. I mean,
you can't do both, though. It was an either or choice. You had the live. You had the Barkley Live Golf.
Yes,
it was an either or.
Yes.
Don't you have other game show experience, though? You've hosted, like, you could get us in the game show world somewhere to be able to have a competition against your show. Could you not?
Okay, Paulie. Would you get a hold of the producer? We know the producer.
Celebrity Family Feud?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know of him.
Yeah. Why don't you reach out and see? I think they had the Joe Buck family on there. So, I mean, I got to believe we're bigger celebrities than the Joe Buck family.
You are. You are. So we could, if not there, we'll do it somewhere else. We should figure out how to do this. But I'd like to ask your group of we're in the middle of doing our show and we're just coming out of a segment.
Okay.
So I'd like to ask your guys, all of them there, and you, because we were just discussing this hypothetically, and it's Miami, of course. If any of them happened upon a brick of cocaine, what do they do? A like on the beach, you're walking on the beach, and there is a brick of cocaine. What is the answer? Not having given it much thought, hypothetically, what do you do?
Okay, so if this happened to me again when I was in Miami, so the first time, my answer is different than
a brick of cocaine in the car.
My answer is different this time around than the first time that it happened to me in Miami. Let's go around the horn here. Seton, I'm going to start with you. So, if for no other reason, and you look like you're ready with an answer.
I would alert the proper authorities of said brick of cocaine, of
all
course.
Right. Okay, Marv?
I'm going to sell that thing.
Okay. See,
my guys weren't brave enough. My guys were not brave enough to just say it like that.
Okay. Fritzy, what would you do if you found a brick of cocaine?
I would contact the local police and find out how to get it to the
property. Of course you would. Of course. Paulie?
I can't imagine there's going to be a reward posted for this because of. But if there was, that'd be great. Now, I think I'd turn into the authorities. I'd like to think that I would pull a Marvin and put it out there. Isn't what's in the movie True Romance? He finds the drugs and he tries to sell it.
Can I change my answer to I'd sell half of it?
What, Fritzy?
What if you were to sell it and somehow all of a sudden on the news there was a contaminated weed or whatever and people got sick or died because there was something?
It's cocaine, not weed. And why are you a buzzkill?
But if it's just sitting there, a brick of
contaminated
someone
weed.
Could get sick from it and you sold it without knowing where it came
no,
from.
No, it's just a simple.
I want to ask some follow-ups.
Okay.
Marv, next steps, please. Take me, when you say sell it, take me through the particulars of the next steps. You've immediately found it. Now we're driving home with it in the car. I want all the details.
That's a fair question of how do you sell said brick of cocaine, Seton?
Well, the first thing, you'd have to do some quality control.
You got to
make sure. And then probably about a month and a half later, I'd be broke.
Okay. So you might not sell as much as you planned
on. It'd
be
good intentions to sell it.
Marv, what would you do selling the brick of cocaine?
I'd go around, see who's who and what's what, and make sure it doesn't. I'm not selling it to.
What does that mean?
I got you, Marvin.
Nah. Seton knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know who's who?
Who's who and
what's what.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not even going to go into detail. But
you gotta go into details. What am I
no, no.
You, basically, you're trying to find out if you're not selling it to an undercover cop.
My guys are street. We know what's going on here. We're straight out of Connecticut here. You got any other questions here for my posse?
I do have a question actually for you here.
Okay.
Because Chris Whittingham is a lifelong Dolphin fan, and I want for him to just read to you in a second the list of quarterbacks they've had out here because it's been an irrelevant regional team.
We don't have that much time to do all of the quarterbacks, do we?
I want to ask you off the top of your head, and I don't think it's a hole in anyone's knowledge to not know the answer to this question. Can you tell me when the last time was you paid attention to the Dolphins doing anything on the field because you thought they were good? Like, just off the top of your head, when's the last time any of you guys who work in sports remember the Dolphins being good or carrying with them?
I think Ryan Fitzpatrick made them interesting for a month. That's the last time that there was a curiosity there of could he win a game or lose a game.
Ryan Fitzpatrick should go into the Hall of Fame with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick just because they feasted on him in every team in that division. That is not that Ryan Fitzpatrick being the choice for the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins. That represents the best of what you've remembered.
No,
about
I'm just saying recently, Ryan Tannehill, he wasn't entertaining, but he was serviceable.
Okay,
the Jay Cutler year, they were interesting.
Okay, give him the list, Whittingham.
Chad Pennington, interesting.
Jay Fiedler and Ray Lucas and Joey Harrington and Josh McCown.
Gus Frerotte.
Big Ben, Gus Frerotte. Cleo Lemon, John Beck. Ryan Tannehill, Chad Henne,
AJ Feely.
It's just been a morass of awful.
See, the problem, but the problem is you only, like, you guys win 6 or 7 games. Like, you got to be worse. That's, like, your owner is right. We screw it up and win 6 or 7 games. We got to be worse than that. That's been your problem. You haven't been bad enough to get good.
They were 1-15 one year with Cleo Lemon and John Beck. They could have been worse that season if not for Greg Camarillo.
But didn't you take an offensive lineman? Didn't you take Jake Long after a 1-15 season?
Oh, my God, Dan. They have taken...
You passed on Matt Ryan that year, I believe.
They have taken so many offensive linemen. They have spent so much money on offensive line. They have swallowed Nick Saban and Bill Parcells spending money on offensive line. And they, again, I will say this again, Dan, the worst pass blocking in the history of records on these things last year.
I'm glad we could talk.
Are you?
I am. I always feel better about my life when I talk to you.
Don't forget to curse, Billy Gill says to me in my headset, not helpfully. It was nice ray-tangoing with you, sir.
Yeah. Let's do it again, and maybe we do a family feud, my family versus your family.
I want to do that.
And the winner gets a brick of cocaine.
and Marv ends up in prison.
And Marvin's going to do time, but he's going to sell, and then we'll make some money, and then he'll be doing some time. Thank you, Dan.
It's always nice seeing you, buddy.
That's Dan Lebatard, host of the Dan Lebatard with his former good friend, Stu Gotts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.